This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please start one on Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. This afternoon, you gentlemen will be competing against one another.
Okay.
And as always, you have one of three categories to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have animalized this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we offer you license to spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
I like animalize this.
Hang on. I'm going to have to go to backup. We may have covered that story before.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Just want to make sure. We go to a grocery store in New Hampshire. Does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
Grocery store in New Hampshire, where a shipment of bananas was found to be concealing an unwanted hitchhiker, quote unquote, a critter.
Critter?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar? What do you think that? Yeah, we already did that. Pick another category.
Just because it's a snake and it scares the crap out of
me. And I was like, oh, New Hampshire, man, we've done that much.
Right.
Oh,
let's go drugs.
Yeah, drugs. All right, the Memphis Police Department, they have arrested and charged a suspect accused of stabbing a woman repeatedly while under the influence of drugs. Officers responded to an aggravated assault call at Methodist University Hospital on Union Avenue. Now, when officers arrived, they were informed by a nurse that a female victim was dropped off at the hospital with multiple stab wounds to her arms, legs, abdomen, back, and a punctured lung. Upon further investigation, but she was alive. But upon further investigation, officers were able to speak with the female victim when she regained her strength and consciousness. That's when she informed them that a male suspect had attacked her while he was high on drugs. According to the affidavit, the suspect, later identified as David Anderson, he'd consumed drugs, then unexpectedly attacked the victim, stabbing. Now, Anderson was booked into jail. He's now facing charges for attempted first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and reckless endangerment. The question is, what drug was he on when he suddenly got stabby? Was he on PCP? Was he on bath salts? Was he on crack? Or was he on acid? So PCP, bath salts, crack, or acid.
Where'd you say it was again? Manchester?
Memphis.
Memphis.
Did I like crack?
But what's your answer?
Crack. Oh, which one? My answer?
Yeah. I am between PCP and bath salts, but I think I'm going to take... I'm going to go bath salts because he wasn't naked.
All right. All right, you know what, then? You know what? It sounds strange. I have nothing to back it up. Give me LSD.
LSD. Okay. What was this guy on? PCP, bath salts, crack, or acid? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories drugs on profile. This Memphis police arrested a man after stabbing a woman multiple times. She did survive. Thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
He was on drugs at the time. Question is, what drug was he on? PCP, bath salts, crack, or acid?
And let us start with our very own Miles Montgomery. You went with crack. Right out of the bat. And you were correct.
Oh, no way.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Sweet.
Memphis.
Yeah. Crack, man.
Right.
Memphis. Giving crack a bad name.
Yeah, Memphis, that adds up.
Well, they said it was a surprise attack. I'm like, but it's in Memphis. I don't think any attack surprise.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I think, as we all know, it's award season. So we had, we had the Screen Actors Guild Awards last night.
And in no way did my wife put that on TV and I was watching.
Yeah.
I thought it was on network TV and somebody dropped like an F-bomb or something. And nobody cared. And she's like, it's on Netflix. Go, oh, okay. I was a little surprised by that.
So kind of two funny things from that. A, I've always kind of wondered, how heavy are these trophies? Well, as you can tell from some of the people that won, apparently the SAG award is heavy.
Thank you, SAG-AFTRA, for this incredibly heavy award. I don't think there's any way anyone can hold this for 45 seconds.
I'm going to pick it up just to see how heavy it is. Yeah, okay.
I've always wondered about that. Like, I know I could Google how much a Stanley Cup weighs. But that one I always wonder
about.
But
those are also athletes with adrenaline.
Right, but they're holding it above their head.
Sure.
Yeah, whereas, like, we've held
the Super Bowl trophy.
I've held a Super Bowl trophy. It is shockingly light.
It really is, man.
Yes. I mean,
Stanley Cup might be the one. It's got the most.
That's got to be heavy. And then the World Cup trophy is small, but it's made out of solid gold.
I'll say, but it's dense, yeah.
So I'd imagine that one is pretty heavy, too.
The NBA trophy kind of takes a page off the NFL trophy, the Lombardi. So I would say that that's light as well. It's just a basketball on top of the same structure.
Correct. Now, the baseball one's got all those flags and everything. Like, you can't really do too much with that one. The only thing that throws me off is in football. I feel like every 10 years we change what the AFC or NFC championship trophy
looks like. Looks like it.
It's also weird to be an adult and get a trophy. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do with that? Like, we got them as kids. You know, if you're a great bowler, you get a trophy.
There's, I think they do it because the ultimate prize, if you're an adult, would be to get a trophy.
Sure.
So saying, you like, give it to kids to make them feel good.
It's infrequent. Like, I don't even know if I have a place to be like, what do I do with this thing? Where do I put this trophy?
I think if you win a trophy like that, you put it somewhere special. Or, I mean, I would probably put it over the mantle. It's where I have my trophy from winning a scavenger hunt with the Smith family in 2011.
Nice.
Yeah. Keep it up there with bobblehead of Coach Wooten. The other funny thing was Jamie Lee Curtis was out there. She was giving an award, and then also revealed that the award winner had given her COVID.
And the actor goes to the man who gave me COVID at the Golden Globes, Colin Farrell.
Guilty as charged. But Brendan Gleeson gave it to me, so I was just spreading the love.
We've heard a lot about COVID between the SNL 50th and... it's like... I guess it's making a comeback.
Yeah, and you would have to figure those award shows just...
It's the same people, and you're putting them in a small, confined place, for the most part.
Plus, a lot of them are most of them are actors and stuff, so they probably don't live there. They're on planes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about you guys. I feel like if I fly three times in a summer, one of those flights of getting off sick.
I'm guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I had a buddy for a couple of years. He had to fly all the time. Granted, he had miles. He was in first class, but he was like, it sucks. He's like, I'm sick all the time. He's like, I hate airports.
Yeah, you don't get any safer because you're in first class. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, so you have people flying in, then everybody in those rooms together, and then, frankly, just the age difference, too. There's just a lot of people in there. The SNL one was just funny. It's like, yeah, we do have a lot of old celebrities in here.
And they packed them in.
And, Miles, you'll be happy to know the SAG Awards recognize stunts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I think you still have to be part of the union, so the whole thing, it's part of that union. So, and they didn't... They televised it, but they did not do the trophy presentation, if you will.
Okay. So that you got,
but
to, see
they did
the,
recognize,
you got to see the action that was involved in
yeah,
the stunt.
Like individual stunt person, I believe, and then one stunt ensemble, depending on.
See, now it's a cool category.
It is. Because they make, you know, everyone else look good.
Is there any one particular stunt that they take? Like, this is definitely, you know, this is the crowning achievement right
they
here for this
did,
film.
I don't remember what it was, but I want to say Fall Guy got, like, stunt ensemble, which it should, since it's a movie about stunt people.
Sure.
So they hired an S-ton of stunt people, right, to basically be the background actors.
Right.
To do everything. And I don't remember, like, what won the individual stunt or stunt scene or whatever.
Right. I'm just thinking, like, is it one specific scene or is it just, hey, we beat the crap out of this guy the most to make this movie?
I don't know how long they've been doing it.
I think there is,
like,
certain shows and movies that just have scenes that stick out. Like, I don't know if it's as much as stunt stuff, but, my mind's going blank on me, but there's that famous kind of bank robber movie where they get that massive shootout in the streets in L.A., right?
I think I know the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, De Niro's in it.
Right.
Heat? Pacino, the Heat, right? So, like, for me, like, I like that movie already. But just that shootout scene in the middle of what's supposed to be L.A., like, I just think it's an unreal scene.
I would say that with the final chase scene, quote-unquote, in Fury Road. A bunch of stunt dudes on these bending over and dropping through. I mean, it is unfreaking believable when you watch it. And every single guy in that scene, with the exception of the main stars, were stunt people. Just because of the way they had to film it. Like, look, we're not CGI-ing this bitch. Like, you do this thing.
To be honest with you, like, moving up into the Prem League, in a way, Tom Cruise, he's not a professional stuntman.
But he does his own.
But the stunts that he does based on the fact that he attempts them and he does them and he pulls them off.
Yeah, I mean, he should be able to get an award.
You got to give him a vote on that because he's not a pro doing it, but he does it.
But he does it.
And sometimes he's just swinging from a skyscraper. Sometimes he's, you know, jumping a motorcycle off a cliff and all these crazy
things. And whatever his last movie is, apparently he was like, hey, you got to teach me how to fly a helicopter. Like, we have people to do that. But I don't know what stunt it is. But he insisted on doing his own stunt, so they're like, Jesus Christ, because it's Tom Cruise.
I think that's just,
so they
he's an adrenaline junkie.
How to fly that? Clearly he is. So that he, and again, it's not just to fly the helicopter, it's so that he could do whatever stunt happens that involves the helicopter. So it's one thing to say, hey man, I can take off in this thing, cool. But then I'm going to fly it, and then I'm going to do whatever the hell it is that he does.
And the most dangerous thing he always does is ride a motorcycle without a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of TV shows, too, also have certain scenes. You know, like, for instance, this weekend, I was explaining to somebody what Jump the Shark meant. Because they were like, I've heard that term. Like, I never knew what it meant. And then I didn't know it from Happy Days or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was explaining it. It's like, well, they had an episode where he was, like, on a jet ski or something in
water
a leather jacket.
Water skis, yeah.
Right, and he literally jumped over a shark. So
in
while
his leather jacket, yeah.
Right, so while it's, like, that one is physical, but it's metaphorically, like, this is when that show got ridiculous.
Yes.
So, right. So there's some things. Like, we were talking about Yellowstone, and I was like, I'll watch the end of it. But I said, like, once he became governor, to me, it kind of jumped the shark. I was like, yeah.
All right.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
What's the shark jump moment of your favorite TV show? Because inevitably, there is one. If it stays on long enough, you're like, okay, I got to dial out. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, and I'll always make the argument they're probably two of the best shows ever made, but I feel like The Wire and Breaking Bad, both of those shows, I could have watched another few seasons of.
Oh, wow.
Like, I never felt either of those shows. Like, they each have, to me, a season that I consider its slow season out of them. But both of those shows, if they were like, we're making new episodes, I'm like, in.
Right. I'd say the same thing about The Boys.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. They got the last season coming up there. I think they just wrapped the last season.
But The Boys can't jump the shark because they jumped the shark in the very first episode of the like.
Right. It's so ridiculous
this
already.
And they let you know you will never watch anything more ridiculous than this.
Well, and I'll agree with Ted because I was thinking the same thing. My favorite show, Breaking Bad, I was like, okay, so what's the jump the shark moment? But I agree, it was so limited. They got in, they got out, told a great story in between. Like, they didn't need to jump the shark because they didn't keep going until it was dead. You know, things like the Friends or Big Bang Theory or these shows that, while they did have a final season, there was obviously that point where it was like, all right, I think it's time to wrap this thing up.
This is why it's the final season.
Right, like I used to love watching The Shield. But even I, after a while, it was like, there's only so much Vic Mackey can get away with. Like, right. Eventually, and right around that time, they wrapped up that series and we're like, okay.
Right.
You know?
How I Met Your Mother jumped the shark as soon as they brought in the woman that was supposed to be their mother. And then completely screwed up the finale.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, look, I mean, credit to Seinfeld. I think that's why that series sits, like, Jerry was like, I want to end it before it starts getting,
yeah,
people are, like, annoyed with it.
You know?
Perfect.
Go out on top.
Yeah.
All right, so MovieWeb.com, they made a top 10 list of comedies that basically are good, stand the test of time, and are funny from start to finish. So they ranked them. Let's see how many everybody's in here seen. Number 10 on the list, they have Popstar. Never Stop Stopping.
Huh. I don't think I've seen
it. Oh, man, no. That came out, like 10, 12 years ago.
I think
ago.
That's Adam Sandberg, right?
Andy Sandberg, sorry. Never saw it.
Never heard of that one.
You never heard of it?
I think it's like a joke of him being Bieber.
Yeah,
when Bieber's like 19 or 20.
All right. I mean, the title alone made me laugh.
Yeah, Never Stop Stopping. Never Stop Stopping. Let's see. Number 9 on the list, Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
That's classic.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Never saw it. I need to see it.
Do yourself a favor and watch the movie.
I need to see it. I don't know where to find
but if it.
But
if it comes on a regular channel, don't watch it.
No. Right.
You need to watch this thing.
Uncensored?
Yes.
Yeah. It's that good.
Yeah.
And for some reason, comedies to me kind of hold up. They look dated, but they're awesome.
It's kind of like watching Bad Santa, and it's edited for television. You're missing the entire point of the movie.
From 2009, they put in Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite.
Never saw it.
You know, I did not. I'm not going to lie. Number 7 on the list of these are the best comedies, start to finish, Mighty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
1975.
Mighty Python, yep. That's a classic.
They're brilliant.
I watched it a few years ago because the wife had never seen it. Not shocking. She didn't get it. But
sure.
I still laugh my ass off the entire time.
It's a bunch of skits that they stitched together with a common storyline.
Right.
Right. That's how they got away with convincing someone to release this. Like, oh, no, it's a movie that has a point. But honest to God, it's 12 different skits that we've practiced find funny.
And back to Mel Brooks with, you know, Blazing Saddles, like History of the World Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
Those were all great movies, too.
This one is one of my favorites. I can't tell you how many times I've watched it. Caddyshack.
Still haven't seen Caddyshack.
I haven't seen Caddyshack.
Oh my God!
I was telling him last week he should watch it.
Yeah, you need to watch that one.
We gotta have a watch party or something like that, and finally watch that
Caddyshack. And then I don't know, it was just me and my brother. We always loved Caddyshack, and we loved Back to School.
Back to School.
So as a kid, I thought those movies came out at the same time. They did not, but they both had Rodney Dangerfield in them. So I was like, oh, they must be connected. Anchorman, The Legend, or my bad, Superbad makes the list at number 5.
Oh, hell yeah.
Superbad from
07. I've never seen it, man.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy from 04.
Oh,
that's still pretty funny.
That stands up. And Steve, you need to sit down for a while and watch Superbad.
You think so?
Worth it.
Okay. Superbad, right. He'll watch Caddyshack.
Who's
watch
in
Superbad?
That's got Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, and then you've got the cop duo of Seth Rogen and Bill Hader. It's got...
Okay. I don't think I've seen that.
There's everybody kind of in that whole faction of stoner comedy was in that movie, and it kind of, in my opinion, spearheaded that whole genre of the newer wave of stoner comedy.
You can kind of give that crown to Jim Brewer, too, in a way. As far as the stoner, like, the not Cheech and Chong, but, you know, the newer wave of that.
This is a newer one from 2022. I haven't seen this one yet, but Weird, the Al Yankovic story.
I haven't either. I was talking to Steve about that today, because we thought it would be UHF.
Right, that starred Weird Al Yankovic.
But is that Daniel Radcliffe?
I have to say, is that the Radcliffe one?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Because apparently there's a lot of truth to it, but a lot of fiction.
Right.
Correct.
So, but you don't know which is which.
Right.
So.
Right, like the Madonna thing was obviously fake.
Yes.
Right.
Or was it?
But that's just so Weird Al is the whole thing. That's what makes it even better.
From 2020, Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. I think that's a Will Ferrell movie.
Nice.
Okay.
Eurovision, by the way, if you don't know anything about it, it is the biggest song competition in the world. It is unreal what goes on there. They still have it. It's what launched ABBA and like almost like the pop music scene as we know it in Europe now is because of that show.
Oh, damn.
But I have friends that watch it. I forget what channel you got to go on to watch it, but it's pretty funny. And I mean, like, people get pumped. I have friends that watch it, you know, every year or every 2 years or whatever. Like, who you got in the final? I'm like, I got Sweden. And then number one of comedies that are funny from start to finish, 1980, Airplane.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
That's nonstop.
I also like the Naked Guns.
Have you seen a Naked Gun movie?
No, I haven't. I love Leslie Nielsen. Like, yes. I need to watch these movies. I really do.
Yeah, really.
I've only ever seen clips, but I got to see them.
So I will say this. With the Naked Gun and with Airplane, you almost have to watch it a couple times because some of the jokes are just so quick and so fast acting.
Yes.
That's the brilliance of it. Like, you can watch it again and you're waiting for that scene you think is funny and then you actually hear the three jokes they cracked before it got there.
Also, like, every sequel within the Police Academy franchise, The Naked Gun, even the sequels, with the exception of Caddyshack 2,
Correct.
The sequels are all good. They all hold up. They all have original jokes. You know what you're getting. It's just slapstick crap, but it's funny.
Yeah, right. It's okay. I speak jab.
And Leslie Nielsen is one of those. He's more of a deadpan comedian, so you don't even realize that he's told a joke until he's a couple sentences back.
He's not a comedian.
Right.
All he did was dramatic roles, and essentially they came to him to do, I think Airplane was the first one, actually, where, and it blew people's minds that he was on a comedy, right? But he's funny because he's not. He still just delivered the lines the way he delivered lines in any of the dramatic movies he ever did, but they were hysterical.
Yeah, and he used to play like Dragnet type roles where he's a serious cop or whatever the thing is. So he's completely out of character on this.
Mike, when you go, Loaded Gun, right?
Okay.
Police Squad. Like, there's one joke where he's just in a bar and orders a Black Russian. Nobody acknowledges it, but there's just a giant black dude that stands next to him.
Right.
That's it. With like a Russian hat on.
With a hat on.
But I was gonna say, that's the whole joke. Like, right. I don't think they ever acknowledge it. He just stands there during the scene.
Just standing there.
Yeah, I swear to God. So I'm saying some of the jokes are just that dumb. Right? The Black Russian just yoked up dude, black dude in a Russian hat. It's like, all right, we're going to keep that in there.
Let's just have that there. Don't say a word.
Now, look, I agree with a lot of people. These are kind of boring couple, 2 or 3 weeks for sports, just because, A, there's no football, but B, like, nothing's, like, college hoops is heating up, but we're not to March Madness.
We're not there yet.
Basketball and hockey are playing, but you're not in the playoffs yet, right? Like, soccer kicked off this weekend, spring training. So, I mean, there's stuff on, but it's a little bit of a boring lull, kind of.
Sure.
Now, with that said, I watched hockey. I watched some college hoops, and I watched that Sounders game. Hell, I was watching NASCAR on Sunday. Sounders, I will just say this. If you're a soccer fan, you'll understand when I say this. It's a draw, but man, that felt like a win for Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a tough way to give, especially when it's just pouring, dumping rain all day. Like, don't give up that goal that late. But yeah, there was some good stuff on. Watch that. Some good college hoops. And then, you know, it still rolls. One of the most popular shows on TV, NCIS, tonight, CBS.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A pilot allergic to spiders gets bit by a tarantula while flying a plane. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, a hockey commentator continues to call a game after taking a puck to the brain. Speaking of, NHL ref takes puck to his chicken skin purse. When working on computers, one name appears to be the worst. And a woman steals a sink from a bathroom of a restaurant. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to the UK where a woman took something that was not hers. It's not out of the question to believe that people steal things from restaurants. And after today's show, it's pretty much a guarantee.
Yeah.
That 4 out of 5 people steal something from restaurants. We've all heard about the knives, salt and pepper shakers, and especially glasses making their way into people's bags and pockets to be taken home and made a part of a collection. But our gal takes the cake. CCTV footage was reviewed after something went missing from a Brazilian restaurant and features our lady walking into the bathroom immediately after entering the restaurant. Not long after locking herself inside, she's seen leaving the establishment with her bag visibly fuller than it was when she went in. This footage was all the restaurant owners needed to confirm that she had, in fact, stolen the bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
They checked the footage after they found it missing and wouldn't mind knowing who and where she is, but ultimately they're laughing it off because the sink only costs like $150, so it's not the biggest pill that they've had to swallow.
I guess she really, really liked it, though.
It was kind of a neat one. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's one of those where it sits on top of the cabinet, you know, so you can like have a little door underneath, a little storage space underneath it, and just this bowl that sits on top of there. They said, we don't know if she was a customer, and I'm thinking, if she went in there and stole that thing, she was a customer at some point.
If she wasn't, then that sink is really cool.
Right.
Like, ooh!
I was just going to come in and use the bathroom, but...
I'm taking your sink.
Also, side note, good work getting that thing taken off that fast.
That is kind of crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the faucet wasn't attached, so that helps a little bit.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, even if I was going to take that thing apart, I think it would take me a minute to actually figure that out.
I'd have to call for help. Why is a plumber walking in? Don't worry about it, guys.
I really messed it up in there, man. I'm trying to do you a favor.
Right.
In other news, a woman is making headlines because her last name is causing a headache in the technological world. The young lady changed her last name when she got married, and it's been haunting her ever since, most recently when she attempted to file for a visa to leave the country and attend her friend's wedding. After multiple applications, she continued to get issues in return as her last name sent their computer systems into a tailspin, which is why one Mrs. Null, N-U-L-L, Mrs. Null, has needed to use unconventional methods to get around her troublesome last name.
No,
you would
no.
think that her husband would be able to tell her, like, look, you're going to have some issues with this last name. I've been trying to do stuff my entire life, and I can't do it.
This is what I've had to go through.
And then there was somebody else, I believe, with the word null that said that they just started adding, like, their first initial to right. their last name just to get beyond it.
Well, somebody else will just give a different last name. Like, right, but when they get to the hotel to confirm it,
right.
it's not going to work.
Exactly. And especially you get to TSA, the place that's trying to make yeah. sure that they know who's coming and who's going.
Have fun with that.
Right. Criminy. One would think that a flight lasting less than 3 hours between Germany and Spain would be fairly uneventful, but things took a creepy turn on one such flight. The flight was going according to plan right up until one person on board was bitten by a stowaway. And by stowaway, we mean a tarantula that had wandered on board during a stopover in Casablanca. And by someone on board, we mean the pilot. Who's allergic to spiders?
Of course. I mean, yeah. One thing after another on that one.
No kidding, man. The plane landed without incident, and the pilot was taken to the hospital for treatment, and he's doing fine. The plane was fumigated before allowing passengers to reboard the plane, though most of them took a cautious look around their seats before getting comfortable, as would anybody.
Yeah, but if you get your house fumigated, you need to leave for the day.
Right.
So I don't know how they just got back on this
phone. Lysol.
I mean, whatever. Like, if you have a pesticide company come over and blow up a bomb or whatever.
Well, it's less.
You need to leave.
And it was a few hours, if I'm not mistaken. Like it wasn't a 25-minute stop there, but it was a hot minute.
I still would not want to get back on that plane.
The thing that's throwing me. He was allergic to spiders. Mm-hmm. Who's not? We don't really like their bites all that much.
That's a good point.
We're all going to end up at the doctor.
A black widow bit you.
I would assume it just means it's much, much worse.
Right? Like, does he break out into hives or his throat close up or something like that? Gets anaphylaxis? Because that's even worse. Because spiders already suck. And then, side note, they're supercharged.
I wonder how long it took for them to get clearance to land. And to say, a tarantula bit me and I'm allergic. Because some reactions happen so quickly. We need to land effing now.
Right. And especially if it's the doggone pilot.
Especially.
Like whatever happened over Rome today, wherever the hell it was, they like got an escort in. Like somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Some threat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they had a military Italian escort in.
See, and I've been trying to mull since we talked about it earlier today on the show of how in the hell that tarantula even made it on. Like, is there a compartment that it was able to slide its way through?
I don't know, but they need to tarantula-proof their planes.
Yeah. I'm not okay with this now. Knowing that tarantulas could just be anywhere on this flight, because why not?
I would rather have some 5 ounces of cologne.
Yes.
They're committed. You can hijack a plane with 5 ounces of cologne, they believe.
You won't.
I would rather deal with that than deal with the tarantula.
You won't find me in doggone Casablanca, I'll tell you that. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To the lovely world of the internet where dogs make us smile. A breeder from France has been uploading videos of his poodle, Pappy, as he grows and learns an impressive trick. Walking on his hind two legs like a person. It's kind of freaky when you look at it, but also kind of cute. Subsequent videos feature Pappy, quote, unquote, doing human things like walking up the stairs, taking elevators in buildings, and even pushing shopping carts while on two legs. But this one takes the cake. The most recent video was taken in Illinois and features Pappy walking into a local establishment, Quigley's Irish Pub. Pappy strolls right up to the bar and waits for the barkeep to pass them a tall pint of Guinness to enjoy.
Damn.
It's pretty funny. It's a cute little video. He hangs with a dude at the bar that looks like Popeye. That's all I can really describe him. Yeah, all right. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. Couple stories here. A play-by-play announcer in Buffalo is getting a pass for an expletive that went out over the air. Side note, it's not okay, but we can kind of forgive this guy on this one. While calling a Sabres home game against the visiting New York Rangers, the announcer Rob Ray is the unfortunate landing spot for an errant puck that was attempting to be cleared by a Rangers player, which is why we got this audio.
Puck is dropped and it's 4-0. In the opening period, and Razor just took another one. And that was a rocket.
Yeah, I got a couple there in the eyebrow, a couple little stitches. But
all right, so where did it hit first? Or is that all in one
motion? Right where the golf ball is right here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's not normal, so.
And he's not kidding. There is a doggone golf ball on his forehead.
God, man. I always wonder how those reporters that sit in between the benches don't get hit more often.
Yes, 100%. You see him, he's got a mark at the bridge of his nose, the mark right there on his eyebrow, and a golf ball right there in between.
And he dropped an F-bomb.
This is like the second time in 2 weeks that this has happened to him.
He played for the Sabres, what, 13 years or something like that.
So yeah.
That guy's probably used to that. No, but not at that age.
No, he's taking a shot or two. But while the FCC has some pretty stringent rules against profanity over the airwaves, I don't think there's a single person that can really blame him for that one. Taking a puck right to the face.
No.
Meanwhile,
that's just reaction.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we go to Utah, where the NHL is considering some new protective policies. In the Western Conference match between the Vancouver Canucks and the newest addition to the league, the Utah hockey team, things were coming down to the wire with 90 seconds left in the game, with Utah up 2-1. With both teams understandably under duress at this point in the game, it's conceivable that the players might not have been looking entirely where they were shooting, which is why a video has been shared online that shows Utah's Alexander Kerfoot attempting to clear a puck from their zone, launching it straight into the waiting crotch of a nearby ref.
Man, weekend in hockey, huh?
He hit him direct, too. Play was stopped for a short moment as the ref collected himself and finally rose to a standing ovation before the game continued. At least the crowd gave him a standing O, man. He
needed that one. You get hit in the nads, dude. They're like, no, we got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
Good work, man. What are you going to watch tonight? NBA basketball, NHL hockey, and college hoops are all on tonight. Download that Sports on What app. It's going to tell you which sports are on what channels and at what time. All that information there on one handy little app. As far as your weather, rain and wind tonight with a low of 46. And tomorrow we've got a morning showers that'll clear up into mostly cloudy day with a high of 52. And that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Hey, sir, the 10 greatest metal glam songs of all time. Coming your way tomorrow with Sit and Spin, the lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed, it's all true. But in the meantime, well, we've been all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.